New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So Matt Hancock is a psychopath. Thanks for watching. Anyway, for those who don't know, he's going on a reality show in the UK called I'm a Celebrity Getting Out of Here while he's still a sitting MP. For this, he's had the party whip, which is basically his Conservative Party membership while he's sitting in Parliament, suspended. He seems to be, after also going on SAS Who Dares Wins, another reality show where celebrities are put through SAS training and humiliated on television. He seems to be going through a sort of chameleonic transformation to try and rehabilitate his almost extinct political career. And it's extinct to the general public, but not to himself.
I don't know whether you're going to touch on this, so do stop me if you are, but he was known for having an affair with one of his aides, I think it was, during the lockdown restrictions, where he personally instructed people not to go out and meet their significant others.
Well, it's very interesting that with the parasite stress hypothesis, a lot of those diseases that lead to totalitarian governments control not just respiratory, but sexual. And so it's very funny, at the height of totalitarian governance to stop a respiratory disease, he is technically risking household mixing and cross-contaminating his sexual fluids, which would also be a disease that could be a concern for tight control, shall we say. Just thought it was fascinating the health secretary decided to break his household bubble like that.
It's also worth mentioning that if you're not from Britain and you don't know what I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is, it's basically a show where they get a bunch of
washed-up
celebrities
people
into...
They drop them in the Australian jungle and make them eat kangaroo anus. And you get to vote for the person you like least and torture them. It's quite cathartic, actually.
But to be fair, cringe. Being able to vote to torture Matt Hancock is the kind of democracy I can get behind.
Yeah.
Please don't crop that and send that around.
However, this grave miscalculation on his part that he thinks is going to rehabilitate his public image is pretty sinister when you evaluate his character, his record as health secretary, and his political ambitions beyond the office he formerly held and resigned in disgrace, because he wants to come back for some very specific reasons. We're going to go over the pedigree of his career crimes today. If you'd like to identify actual psychopaths a little bit more, you can go over and subscribe to the website, watch Josh's contemplation series, where he and I co-hosted this episode on the dark triad and why so many women are attracted to the idea of serial killers. I profiled Ted Bundy for about 40-odd minutes, so his entire career in criminal history, and looked at why women found him charming. And then you broke down a number of papers on why the dark triad allows you to be successful in business for a short term, in politics for a short term, and also why you might be attracted but unable to sustain long-term relationships. And it seems that Matt Hancock ticks all those boxes quite so conveniently. So first off, let's look at his announcement video for going into the jungle, shall we? The I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here team released this TikTok.
I don't think I've got any fears or phobias, but I'm about to find out. I'm Matt Hancock. I'm the MP for West Suffolk, and I'm best known for being the former health secretary. There are people who will criticise a sitting MP going to the jungle, but showing that we politicians are normal human beings is actually really important.
The worst candidate.
Survival in the jungle is a good metaphor for the world I work in. Now, I don't have a mission statement, I'm just going to go and be myself. If I'm asked to do a trial, I just hope I can find those stars. I've got absolutely no idea how I'd deal with snakes. I've never come across a live snake before.
You work in Westminster, mate.
I'm sure I'll be fine. You can just get it down, can't you? What? Eating bums? That's not part of the show, is it?
Well, I think he was doing the last part in the Health Secretary office. But doesn't he remind you of David Brent from The Office?
He does.
It's spot on for a Ricky Gervais character. It's uncanny how
the cringe levels are off the charts.
But there's no self-awareness as well. He is approximating humility and being relatable, but he can't do it. And I think some people are saying, oh, he might be a bit autistic. No, because autistic people often have an overcommitment to the truth to the point where they'll be blunt. He's never given a genuine answer in his life. I do think he's just a psychopath trying to ingratiate himself back in power when he's already screwed up and been found out on live television and in The Sun. Mm-hmm. Speaking of The Sun, he might exempt himself from some of the Bush Tucker trials that the public will overwhelmingly vote him to do, and he's already been voted to do tomorrow's, because he went on SAS Who Dares Wins and got trench foot. So not only is he a reprehensible human being, but he's also got manky feet. It's funny as well. Do you know the reason why he's also given for saying he's on I Am a Celeb beyond saying, oh, politicians have to be seen as relatable? He's saying he wants to bring awareness to dyslexia because he has it.
And that's going to come up in a jungle.
Yes, apparently so.
Okay.
Brilliant. Wonderful. So if we go to the next one. This was also an effort for him to rehabilitate his career last year. And I don't know if you've seen this video, but I'm going to subject you to it because people are comparing it to Alan Partridge. It's rather humorous to think that he thinks that he is a normal human being.
It's been good to see you. You've done very
really
well.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got through it, haven't we?
You did.
You know, and now coming out the other side.
There we go, fist bump. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
How's business? Is it okay?
More on the high street, and then there's more on Queen Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Just got to sort them out. Got to get people in.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, that's kind of you to
Always.
Say.
No, yeah. not at all. You
yeah.
deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you.
Now, infection control.
I do.
I do.
Oh my God, you're fantastic.
It's a variety, but hopefully
yeah.
we'll be back on track.
Yeah.
We'll keep positive.
Yeah, keep positive.
That's my thing.
Good stuff. Nice to meet you. Take care.
I'm all right. Nice to be out and about.
Yes.
You take it for granted, and then something like COVID comes.
It is even filmed like The Office.
Mm. The music in the background makes it sound like they're raising money for a charity or something like that. If you donate £5 today, we can help make Matt Hancock human.
Yeah. It's like an LinkedIn infographic video that someone's put together. It's hilarious. Now, obviously, this going around and talking to people like a definite human really ingratiated himself with his constituents. The man is an idiot. Constituents respond to Matt Hancock appearing on I'm a Celebrity, so people don't particularly like him. I hope they feed him a whole kangaroo tail first, said Dave Diaper, 75. There's a few things in there I'd like to see him eat raw, he said, nodding towards the offal section of his market stall and contemplating a more local Bush Tucker trial. Brian Parsley, 75, a remembrance poppy seller, good on you, sir, voted for Hancock in the past and would vote for him again even though he believes the man is an idiot. But look at the alternative, he said. So the bar of politicians in the UK is so low that the Labour Party are so dislikable that they will actually vote for a man who is openly corrupt, had an affair on television, locked you in your homes, and is eating kangaroo anus for money. Brilliant. I think he's finished. There is talk of deselecting him, I've heard, said Parsley. But he believes Hancock going into the jungle is a brave thing to do. People want to see him suffer in those Bush Tucker trials, he said.
He's right about that.
You are. He will be overwhelmingly voted for, and he knows it. So if we can go to this image, there's deselection pending. Haverhill Council, the town council, have voted overwhelmingly to have a no confidence in their local MP because he's gone into the jungle, and they've said, we just want to get rid of him.
Well, imagine getting a job and then doing that for, what is it, 8 weeks, something like that?
Yeah, and it's not even the parliamentary recess period. And he just went on SAS Who Dares Wins. Last night, he was interviewed by an RTV journalist named Charlene or something. On Loose Women, and she said, why do you feel entitled to go there? And he went, oh, Rishi's all right. Government's stable for once. And she went, he's only been in 5 minutes. And also, the stability came from the fact that you launched a coup against Liz Truss and appointed a man that the electorate roundly rejected. So I wouldn't say stability's much on the cards. There was also last year when the affair happened, Newmarket Town Council, also in his constituency, said, we have a no-confidence vote in him. So you can see a lot of the local town councils are saying, this man has no interest in us. He might have interest either in his own career, his own sordid love life, or perhaps overseas in international politics. Higher ambitions than that. So let's look at his pedigree of crime, shall we? Let's look at the first video. Have you noticed he sits down like Woody from Toy Story? As soon as a toy enters the room, they just flop inanimately. He is definitely not human. I'm sorry. There's just something really weird about it.
It's like it's been played in reverse, isn't it? Like he's standing up.
Yeah, like actually there was a fork on the chair and he shot up. Yeah. And I know this is just an ad hominem. Yeah. Yeah. Next one. If you notice as well, he has a really weird problem with personal space. People call him a golden retriever in disguise for this video because he's standing uncomfortably close to a counsellor here in doing an announcement.
There's also an uncomfortable lump in his trousers.
Yeah.
And he's staring her down. It's embarrassing. I am pretty sure that there's something going on there.
Well, he seems to have an uncontrollable urge to be around women inappropriately. He's doing sort of Biden sniff lean. Like, let me smell you. Come on, Jack. What shampoo do you use? If we go to the next one as well, again, about human emotions. Do you remember when he went on Good Morning Britain when the vaccine started being rolled out and faked tears?
I do, and it was horrible.
Yeah, I'm going to subject the audience to this who overseas might not have seen this, but this was the man running our health system at the time we were locked down because we didn't have a safe and effective treatment for COVID yet. And this is how he thought to be relatable on live morning television.
Just simple words there, reacting it. You're quite emotional by that.
Well, it's just...
He's smiling at the same
time. You
know,
it's been such a tough year for so many people, and there's William Shakespeare putting it so simply for everybody that, you know, we can get on with our lives. And you know, there's still a few months to go. I've still got this worry that we can't blow it now, Piers. We've still got to get the vaccine to millions of people, and so we've got to keep sticking by the rules. But it's just... You know, there's so much work gone into this, and I'm really, really, it makes you proud to be British.
Right. So, you remember when we were talking about Ted Bundy in that Contemplations, mm-hmm. and that the top half of his face doesn't move with the bottom half because he's manufacturing an emotion?
Yes.
It's in reverse. So, whereas Ted Bundy was smiling, but his eyes weren't, Matt Hancock is crying, but his mouth is definitely not sad. And so, you've got that inauthentic disconnect because you're approximating mm-hmm. human emotions.
That was so uncomfortable as well.
Which one, Ted Bundy or Matt Hancock?
What's the difference? Yeah.
Well, Ted Bundy was at least somewhat charming, unfortunately for the women. Speaking of mistreating women, do you remember when Matt Hancock was exposed for having an affair, as you already alluded to, in the midst of the lockdown when he put an inter-house sex ban on us? So he's actually still with Gina Colodangelo, who left her millionaire husband for Matt Hancock.
Who was married with children, wasn't he?
Yes. So she was also married as well. Did you know that he didn't tell his wife about this until he got a request for comment by The Sun saying it'll be in the papers tomorrow. He sprinted home, woke his children up in the dead of night and said, sorry, I've got to pack and leave. Daddy's going. You don't want to look at the papers in the morning. You disgusting adulterer. You're a horrendous human being and a failure of a father. And no amount of apologising in front of a hedge like your Homer Simpson backing into it's going to make up for that. No, we shouldn't forgive you. We should have the exact amount of forgiveness that your ex-wife has, who has basically said that you deserve to be tortured while you're in the jungle. He's still with Gina Colodangelo, funnily enough. They met at Oxford University. He then employed her as an aide at the Department of Health. So she was on the taxpayer roll when he was bumping uglies with her. And then this was, again, during lockdown when he'd banned people forming relationships. So he had a good go of it. So if we go next as well, he's been accused of, quite credibly, of corruption. He's given out multiple contracts during the COVID period. One of these, slightly beforehand, he had a 20% stake in his sister's medical waste disposal company. So Lord Goyt, who was an independent advisor on ministers' interests, had examined the affair, and he said he made a technical breach of the ministerial code of conduct by failing to declare that Topwood Limited, his sister's firm, which he had a 20% stake into, had been awarded a multi-million pound NHS contract. He said that Mr. Hancock had a lack of knowledge of the contract and the conflict of interest was in no way deliberate. Oh, really? Excuse me if I don't grant you the same benefit of the doubt.
Your sister runs a company and...
they get a contract with your department and you happen to have shares in that, which you don't report. Sure. Did you know as well, funnily enough, I know, of course, the wife and husband of Congress people can do stocks like Paul Pelosi, and magically Nancy Pelosi doesn't fall afoul of insider trading laws because she herself doesn't have the stocks. Do you know our MPs don't actually have to report any of their stock disclosures at all?
That doesn't surprise me one bit.
And they get a parliamentary access pass about a year after they leave office, but they don't have to report how many times they use it. But those that have reported have used it up to twice a day every day for a year, and they don't have to report what was in their meetings. So they could have just been lobbying for whatever interest group they get snapped up with afterwards mm-hmm. and carrying favour with their people they were colleagues with until about 5 minutes ago. I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Hancock's doing the same thing because he's trying to come back. I have inside information from lobbying firms that he is trying to spearhead crypto regulation because he's obsessed with central bank digital currencies. We'll get onto that in a moment. Speaking of his time of misconduct, while he was a health secretary, We couldn't test patients sent to care homes for COVID, so we did what Gretchen Whitmer did and the former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and just sent COVID-positive patients into care homes and claimed multiple lives.
So he's a murderer as well as an adulterer and a liar.
He is not convicted for that, but I think you could at least disclose that he's guilty of negligent manslaughter. Because we didn't have the testing capacity at the start of the pandemic, it wasn't possible. What I'm very proud of is that we built that testing capacity, but it took time, is what Maya Hancock says. Dr. Jenny Harries, who is now Dame, despite on the day of her damehood, it came out that she fabricated COVID data, according to The Telegraph. Chief executive of the UK Health Security Agency suggested that outbreaks in care homes could be more to do with staff spreading the virus than hospital discharges. She said, if you look at the death rates and bearing in mind the evidence we found from the fact that discharge from hospitals is actually a very, very tiny proportional cause of cases, what has a huge impact is the testing, the regular testing of staff and residents. There have been 36,275 deaths involving COVID-19 in care homes since the pandemic began, according to latest figures from the UK's statistical agencies. But analysis funded by the Nuffield Trust found that in the first 2 months of the pandemic alone had seen 35,067 excess deaths in care homes. So in the first little while, preventative measures were definitely not taken. And of course, COVID had a lower death risk to people who were not already elderly and vulnerable, but lots of elderly and vulnerable people needlessly died when the Chinese unleashed this upon us. This should be blamed on the Chinese in the first few months, of course, because we did not have preventative measures that early on to stop the elderly and vulnerable. However, when they bring those figures down, they find out that only a guaranteed number of 286 deaths were caused by putting COVID-positive patients into nursing homes. And they're saying, oh, that's fine then. No. Still 286 people that died needlessly could have been avoided. There's still 286 families which are bereaved. And the blood is definitely on Matt Hancock's hands because this was in 2021. But in 2022, Matt Hancock says, oh, Public Health England's to blame. Even though he said, I was putting a protective ring around care homes multiple times on camera. So he's lying and then admits fault in 2021. And as soon as in 2022, when he's got his book coming out and he's trying to do his rehabilitation tour, oh, no, it was the Public Health England body. Again, it was the NHS body that awarded my sister's contract. I knew nothing about it. Oh, it was Public Health England that let it down, even though I was parroting their policies. I knew nothing about it. He's saying that discharging untested hospital patients to care homes was not his fault. After the High Court in England ruled the policy was unlawful, the former health secretary said that Public Health England failed to alert him to asymptomatic transmission of COVID-19 after the judge's ruling on the Department of Health and Social Care's policy in the early stages of the pandemic. The policy resulted in outbreaks ravaging the care sector, with more than 20,000 elderly and disabled care home residents dying after contracting COVID in the first wave of the virus. Obviously, it's about 35,000 in 2021. That's what they estimated. Following the ruling, lawyers and care industry leaders said it could open the floodgates for thousands of relatives to claim compensation. And that's, of course, what he's afraid of. Writing for The Telegraph, the former health secretary said the risk associated with asymptomatic transmission was not, as the High Court judgment says, included in the advice I received from Public Health England as health secretary. Yes, because you listened to the World Health Organization, who were covering for the Chinese, who said there is no risk of peer-to-peer transmission, when everyone else knew that was the case, and you'd constructed government policy around the fact that you believed it was the case by locking us down. So you're just an open liar. So why is he so interested in covering for international bodies, do we reckon?
Is he part of them or affiliated with them by any chance?
Shockingly so, he's a toady of the World Economic Forum, as many of our politicians are. This is back in 2017, a speech on the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Matt Hancock. The nature of the technologies is materially different to what has come before. In the past, we thought of consumption as a one-off and capital investment as additive. Yet, put resources into the networks and now connect half the world, or into AI, and the effects are exponential. Our task in building this and around the world is to make technology, this change, work for humanity. I'm profoundly confident we can, because technology is made by man, so it can be hewn into a better future for mankind. And I'm delighted to speak alongside so many impressive colleagues who understand this, and alongside Professor Klaus Schwab, who literally wrote the book on the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Your work, bringing together, as you do, all the best minds on the planet, has informed what we're doing, and I'm delighted to work with you. I suppose it's just a coincidence that you read Klaus Schwab's book and then implemented Klaus Schwab's suggested lockdowns for COVID-19 and the Great Reset. Earlier this year, the Fourth Industrial Revolution was not a very well-known term, at least before it became a central topic at the World Economic Forum. It recently made its way into an item on BBC Breakfast Television. This shows we've probably started to reach critical mass. It is a pleasure to now introduce the man who made the Fourth Industrial Revolution a household phrase, Professor Klaus Schwab. Right, so we just introduced the man to Parliament. And, funnily enough, he said last night on I'm a Celebrity, I was an economic advisor to David Cameron and Chancellor George Osborne at the time, in 2015. Do you remember the blueprint for a digital identity document when the UK Cabinet Office and Treasury were talking to the World Economic Forum about digital IDs and digital currencies? I would like to bet money that Matt Hancock was involved in as an advisor. We don't have confirmation of that because we don't know exactly who it was, but I would put absolute money on it. He still has a profile on the World Economic Forum. as well, which says that he's the health secretary still. So they haven't updated it, but he likes to big it up. And he also says he's chief of staff to the shadow chancellor of the Exchequer back around 2010 time. Shock. Definitely involved in advising the then Conservative government on working with the WEF. And we have him pictures of him that he's tweeted at palling around with Klaus himself. We go to this. Wonderful. Standing with Ming the Merciless with his written out plans on how to immiserate our country. You absolute traitor. Brilliant. So he's broken marriages, broken households, stopped people from seeing their dying relatives, bereaved families by putting COVID positive patients in nursing homes, and still holds on to his ambitions to enrich himself at the expense of our privacy, property, and prosperity. I don't think he belongs in the Australian jungle, unless you lose his ability to be evacuated. I think he belongs in a prison cell. And if you'd like to pay respects to someone who's actually patriotic and British and remember lost lives, don't be watching I'm a Celeb instead. Go over to loadsofcaesars.com. Because it's Remembrance Sunday when this comes out, we're going to make both epochs on the armistice free for a week so we can memorialise the glorious dead, and Bo does a beautiful poetry reading at the end. That's far more dignified than anything Matt Hancock's ever done. And I, well, won't be watching I'm a Celebrity beyond last night just for this segment, but I look forward to him eating every tarantula in the whole of Australia, and wouldn't it be a shame if one bit him in the backside?
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the content we have on the site, such as the articles we do, this one from Carl on 2021 Census, What's the Damage? And if you'd like to follow what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.